I'll go ahead and call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time now is exactly 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 29th, 2024. It's a leap year. We have members present today, Vice Chairman Senator Klayman, Senator Merrick, Senator Wilkowski will be on his way shortly, and Senator Bjorkman has a bill hearing in another committee at this time. Myself, Chair Kawasaki. I wanted to thank Savannah Danberg from Senate Records for keeping our records, and Shelby Carroll, the moderator with the Legislative Information Office. Today we have just one bill on the agenda. That is a first hearing for Senate Joint Resolution 15, short title of which is Constitutional Amendment, Votes Needed for a Veto Override, which is something we have talked about recently quite a bit. It is a bill by Senator Matt Klayman, and with Senator Klayman is Brianna Kakarik. If they'd like to come up, put themselves on the record, and present the bill. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Matt Klayman. I'm the state senator for Senate District H in West Anchorage. And first, I want to thank you all for hearing Senate Joint Resolution 15. Senate Joint Resolution 15 makes an important change to our state constitution to improve our public's ability to influence executive and legislative decisions on revenue matters by changing the override requirements from a three-fourths vote of the legislature to a two-thirds vote of the legislature. We believe that Alaska is the only state in the country that has a three-fourths requirement to override the governor's veto on revenue and appropriation matters. Few other states make a distinction between a bill dealing with substantive law and an appropriation bill for purposes of a veto override. We received a research memo from the Council on State Governments confirming this information. They did a scan of all 50 states and found an aspect of veto overrides regarding appropriation is the distinction made between general legislation and appropriation or budget-specific legislation. Some states have unique provisions that alter the override threshold based on the bill type. Most states require a two-thirds vote for both legislative chambers to override a gubernatorial veto. We included this CSG document in our bill packet. Alaska is described as having a strong governor form of government. This structure is evident when looking at the high three-fourths legislative vote requirement to override fiscal legislation. When Alaska was a young state, the idea of a strong governor made sense. When we enacted our constitution, the framers identified this structure because we were a young state at the time. Today, we are no longer a young state. Our economy has grown, and public participation in the political process is strong and engaged. This amendment reforms puts more power to all Alaskans and their elected representatives and senators. Please join our office in supporting, strengthening the voices of Alaskans in the legislative process. And with that, I'll pass you off to Brianna Kakarik, who will walk you through the sectional analysis.
Thank you. Welcome, Brianna.
Thank you. Thank you, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Brianna Kakarik, and I'm staff to Senator Klayman. Thank you for hearing Senate Joint Resolution 15. Section 1 relates to deleting the three-fourth vote requirement to override vetoes for revenue and appropriation bills or items and changes the requirement to a two-third vote. And Section 2 would put the amendment proposed by this resolution on the ballot in the next general election for Alaskan voters to consider. That is the conclusion of my sectional analysis. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. Are there any questions? I'll go ahead and start with a question. If this were to pass this legislative session, how many votes would require it? How many votes would it require in the House, and how many votes would it require in the Senate? And then how many? And then it would be on this placement of this general election. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair. To two-thirds requirement in each House, so it's 14 votes in the Senate and 27 votes in the House. And if both bodies vote, it's not a matter upon which the governor has any say. It would then go on the ballot, and if a majority of Alaskans vote in favor, then the Constitution would be amended.
Great. Thank you, Senator Klayman. Senator Merrick has a question for you.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I just kind of have a comment, Senator Klayman. It seems that you know, we have a two-thirds threshold for legislation, and the governor could veto that legislation, and then we could do an override for two-thirds. So we've overridden the veto for the legislation. The governor can still veto the appropriation, effectively vetoing the legislation. Is that correct?
I'm not sure I understand. If there was a fiscal note with the legislation, I don't think that's part of the legislation. I think a budget bill, though, requires a three-quarter vote to override a veto.
Okay. I guess I'll be more specific, Mr. Chair, if I may. Senate Bill 140 was passed by both bodies. It now sits with the governor. He has an opportunity to sign it, veto it, or let it go into law without his signature. However, when we do our appropriations bill, when we submit our budget, he could line veto the BSA money, the money for people transportation, et cetera. How would you implement the law of Senate Bill 140 without any funding? It's more of a comment, I suppose.
So
what happens, as I understand it, and you're on the Finance Committee and I'm not, the fiscal notes, say on Senate Bill 140, would be attached to the budget when it passes, and that would become part of the budget. They wouldn't be a different line item on the budget, but that would be included in the budget that was approved in the end, and so that budget would be subject to line item vetoes and a veto by the governor.
And so it sounds like what could happen then, Senator Klayman, would be that the governor could essentially veto the legislative intent of having passed Senate Bill 140 by simply not funding Senate Bill 140.
Well, I mean, I guess a simpler, at least for me, an easier way to think about it is several years ago, as we know, that we passed a legislation that set an amount to pay a permanent fund dividend. And the legislature, for many years, appropriated consistent with that formula. But then when Governor Walker first used the line item veto to reduce that amount, to override that veto would have required a three-quarter vote.
Thank you for the comment, Senator Merrick. Let's see. Are there any other comments before we go to public testimony? There is somebody who's online.
I would just note, actually, in response to Senator Merrick's question, that actually highlights in some ways the value of having the same override threshold for financial matters and for legislative matters, because that whole confusion would be removed. The question would be the same for both. Can you get two-thirds or not?
Thank you, Senator Klayman.
Thank you, Senator Klayman. Thank you, Senator Merrick. We will go ahead for public testimony. If you'd like to sit there for a second, I'll open up public testimony. We have one person online who's called in, Ms. Ann Rappaport. If you would state your name and your affiliation for the record, and you have 3 minutes to testify today.
Thank you, Chairman and committee members. My name is Ann Rappaport. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm testifying for myself. I'm calling to testify in favor of Senate Joint Resolution 15, which would lower the legislative vote requirement to override a governor's veto on revenue bills, as you've heard, from three-fourths to two-thirds. With your swift approval, this proposal can then come to the voters in our next general election later this year. Alaska is the only state with such a high bar to overturn a governor's veto. And in our highly divided times, this bar is never met. Yet there are times we have a majority, not just a majority, but like a two-thirds majority that clearly shows bipartisan and strong support for an important revenue item. And that is ample to override the governor's veto. And with the line item veto authority that a governor in Alaska has, that's just too much authority for that governor. And sadly, we've seen when a governor may be vindictive or not willing to look at the broader good on an issue. For example, the current issue, which was just mentioned, the governor said he's going to veto the education bill, a bill that received support from over 90% of the legislators in both our state house and state senate. Yet it sounds like some of that support might melt away as legislators rally around the governor, contrary to the hours and hours of testimony and thousands of letters, calls, and demonstrators in favor of increased education funding. It was a compromise. It's got something for everybody and something everybody doesn't like. When we get a two-thirds majority among our legislators, it says there's either very strong support from a lot of representatives all around our great state, or that this is a good compromise where no one gets everything they want, but all interests get something. We can't let a governor veto something just because it doesn't meet all of their interests. Senator Klayman and his staff provided a thoughtful analysis of why this bill is needed and the history that led to the uniquely high Alaska requirement for a three-fourths vote to override revenue measures. This is out of sync with our requirement for a two-thirds, not three-fourths vote, to override non-revenue measures our legislature passes. This is an important issue for all Alaskans, and with your approval, this bill will be able to come before all Alaska voters for approval. So I hope you will give us that opportunity and vote in favor of Senate Joint Resolution 15. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Rappaport. Are there any questions for Ms. Rappaport? Again, thank you for joining us today. Let's see if there's any other folks in here who'd like to testify on Senate Joint Resolution 15 in the room or online. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. Oh, wait, actually, there is somebody. We do have one person who'd like to testify. If you'd just like to come forward and state your name and your affiliation for the record, and you've got 3 minutes to testify. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Kawasaki, members of the committee. I'll be quick. My name is Caleb Callahan. I'm an intern here. The governor has a lot of power here in the state, as Senator Klayman pointed out, more than any other state. I think the legislative body has a better representation of the people and the democratic values as opposed to the single executive. Sure, the governor is elected too, but only elected based on the values that are showcased during that election time. It's still centralized power. An individual can take advantage of his centralized power to exploit the diversified power of the legislature. If we had a corrupt governor now or in the future, he or she could do a lot of damage to the people's state by vetoing the democratic process of the legislative body. I believe power should be distributed amongst the many, and I think this adjusted veto override is just an appropriate check on the legislative's power. I guess since I have 30 seconds extra of a spotlight, I'd like to give a shout out to the legislators that are supporting education. Because right now it feels like our schools are on probation, but really a teacher should be able to afford a vacation. So what's the hesitation with raising the BSA to adjust for inflation? It's like our governor forgot that kids will one day rule the nation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. That was pretty clever use of time. Let's see if there's any questions for you before you go anywhere. I guess I have a question. You're an intern with the Alaska Legislature. Are you attending college up in, what school are you attending and where are you from?
Callahan through the chair, Kawasaki. I am a lifelong resident of Kodiak, Alaska. Born and raised in Kodiak. I've been taking classes at Fairbanks University of Nanuk. I'll be graduating here soon.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Callahan. How have you enjoyed your Alaska legislative internship here in the capital? Do you have a good boss?
Senator Kawasaki. Yes, the Ted Stevens legislative internship has been a fantastic opportunity for young students like me wanting to get involved into the political process and the legislative body. Fantastic opportunity to utilize the small locality of Alaskan politics. I get to work very closely with my senator, Senator Bilikowski. He's been a fantastic boss, to the point where we'll have one-on-one conversations and stuff like that, even though he's a very busy guy.
Yeah. That's great to hear. Glad you're enjoying your experience here in the Capitol. Are there any further questions for Mr. Callahan?
I'd lots of questions, Mr. Chairman, but I'll refrain.
Okay.
I'm scared of those ones.
Thank you. Thanks, Senator Wilikowski. We'll go ahead and close public testimony on Senate Joint Resolution 15. Are there any other questions or comments on Senate Joint Resolution 15 before we set Senate Joint Resolution 15 aside? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki, and through the chair to Senator Klayman. Have you thought about how you would market, should this pass, how you would market this to the public and make them understand the nuance between the two-thirds and the three-quarter vote? For some folks, it might not really relate. They might not understand it. Have you thought about how the public in general will be able to, you know, read this as a constitutional amendment and vote yay or nay on it?
Senator Klayman?
I was thinking about it last night, but I haven't gotten very far. I think the question you raise is important because it would be a significant change in our structure of government. And I think the two-step process would be looking to find folks who were supportive of it. And I think you couldn't run an effective campaign without groups that supported it and willing to put some financial support behind that. And I would expect there'd be some other groups that opposed it. And so I think would just be a process of really getting out in the community and letting people know about it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Klayman. Thank you, Senator Merrick. Any other comments you'd like to make before we set Senate Joint Resolution 15 aside?
Just appreciate you all hearing the bill.
Okay. This will be a short one then. We will set Senate Joint Resolution 15 aside for a future hearing. We have next, on Tuesday's agenda, next week, March 5th, we will hear an overview from the Division of Elections. Director Carol Beecher will be here. We will hear House Bill 129 on voter registration by Representative Sarah Vance. It's similar to a bill that we heard earlier from Senator Mike Schauer. We will hear Senate Bill 246, Legislators Legal Fund by Senator Wilson. It relates to the Alaska Public Offices Commission. The third bill we will hear is Senate Bill 232 on voter pre-registration for minors. It is a bill by Representative Andy Story, and I'm carrying the Senate companion. With that, we will go ahead and adjourn this meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee. The time now is 3:49 p.m.